We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. You are just in time. We are beginning hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south. And as always, it is great to have you along. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line. Bobby, that exchange between Lindsay and Horowitz has me a bit confused. Why wouldn't a person need a warrant or permission to record another person? Well, actually, anybody can record anybody depending on your locale, depending on the location. Some states and District of Columbia, some of these locations require what is known as two-party consent. In other words, if I'm going to have a phone conversation with you and I'm going to record it, then in states where two-party consent or districts where two-party consent is the law means that I have to tell you, hey, I'm recording this conversation. Other locales are one-party consent. In other words, I know I'm going to tape you and I'm doing it legally, but you don't know it. You may recall some of this surfaced during the Slick Willie impeachment hearings because the phone conversations that Monica Lewinsky had her friend who worked at the Pentagon, those conversations that were recorded were not disclosed. And I guess, state of Virginia must be a two-party state because that's – and South Carolina is a two-party state as well. So hope that explains that to some degree. Bobby, enough of the Senate dog and pony show. Time to move these criminals to trial. From your mouth to Mr. Durham's ear. Let's get this show on the road. Bobby Mack, don't think 2 years of standing conservative by Senator Graham deserves giving the guy a chance. One can't be disgusted with the traitors in the House, then railroad Senator Graham. Let's be fair, Republicans. Gotcha. Bobby getting several automated calls saying it is an inspector general and my Social Security number has been compromised. Call this paralegal. Now, area code is 803. Just be aware. Okay? Come on, y'all. Senator Graham has been doing a good job. All right. Thank you for your opinion. Bob, what about Senator Graham's close relationship with Vice President Pence? Why doesn't that count? So, meantime, on the other side of the aisle, polling data, not real good on the issue of impeachment. Wasn't that long ago, just a couple of months ago? Numbers were fairly heavily in favor of impeachment, not from Republicans, but independents and Democrats and some Republicans, some rhinos, some never-Trumpers. Now, however, the Quinnipiac University poll has essentially flipped, and the whole thing is blowing up on the Democrats in their faces. People are sick to death of this stuff. They've had it. Look, we had nearly 3 years of Mueller, $25 million, 500 interviews, what have you, to end up with nada, zip, zilch, zero. And now this impeachment junk on top of that? How about in the Democrat primary race? Well, this is curious. In the Democrat primary race for president, former VP Creepy Uncle Joe Biden, the hair sniffer, is in the best position that he's been since the end of the summer. 29% of the vote among Democratic voters and independents who lean Democratic support him. Biden is followed by Creepy Commie Uncle Bernie. These guys are all railing against millionaires and white privilege. And the top two contenders in the Democrat primary are both millionaires who got rich at the public trough, by the way, and old white guys. Biden followed by Creepy Bernie, Pocahontas, Princess Liar Watha, Senator Elizabeth Warren, 15%. So it's Biden 29, Bernie 17, Pocahontas 15%, and South Bend Mayor Pete 9%. Former New York City Mayor Bloomberg, Mayor Doomberg, is at 5%. Businessman Andrew Yang at 4%, Senator Amy Klobuchar 3%, no other candidate tops 2%. This is the first time Biden has had a double-digit lead since August and Sanders' best number since June. While Warren's numbers seem to have stabilized, Mayor Pete's numbers have dipped. Slightly more than half of all registered voters, 51%, now think that President Trump should not be impeached and removed from office. 45% say he should be. This compares to a November 26th poll in which 48% said the president should not be impeached and 45% said he should be. So the numbers are trending in Donald Trump's direction. Meantime, how about the Democrat frontrunner, Creepy Uncle Joe? How's that hair in your legs, Joe? I guess it's not sun bleach this time of year. In what is actually a hilarious report at Politico, several aides to Biden have been told by the former VP he's only in it for one term, that is 4 years. If he's elected, he's signaling to them he'd be happy to hand over the keys to the White House to his VP once his first and only term is up. According to the left-wing website, Biden and his top advisors are considering making a public pledge about the matter. The idea is if he tells radical leftist voters he's only prepared to serve one term because he's so old and frail.
It's great to be here in Iowa. Ohio. New Hampshire. Wherever I am.
Because he's so old and frail, they may be willing to accept him over, say, Elizabeth Warren or Creepy Commie Bernie. So basically, you tell him, well, you may hate me, but hey, I'm only going to be your president for 4 years. After that, feel free to vote in your favorite loony lefty weirdo as president. One advisor telling Politico if Biden is elected, he's going to be 82 years old in 4 years, and he won't be running for re-election. Apparently, he said as much to his top advisors and aides. This makes Biden a good transition figure. I'd love to have an election this year for the next generation of leaders, but if I have to wait 4 years in order to get rid of Trump, I'm willing to do it. So, you heard Biden's excuse for why he's always confused about where he's tired. Yeah. He's an old guy. He gets tired out easily. I know all about it. I'm only a few years younger than Creepy Uncle Joe myself. And, geez, look at me. I'm exhausted. Yeah, right. Sure I am. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what sweet dreams are made of? This. That's right. 422, Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day. Great to have you along. Do I need to catch up with the text line here? No, I think I'm in good. Oh, wait a second. I take that back. I was not at the top of the page. Bobby, do you think with Hillary dragging Chelsea around with her to various interviews, they're going to try and prep her for 2024? I think she had to set the sights a bit lower than that to start. Why not replicate Hillary's path and run for a Senate seat from New York? Bobby, 11 two-party consent states, California, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Washington. Gotcha. So every place else, you know, you want to record somebody, you're good to go. Bob, I saw a poll that puts Hillary ahead of quid pro Joe. Yeah, I saw one like that the other day, too. As I mentioned, Texter reinforces South Carolina is a one-party state. You are correct. Oh, Texter says we're a one-party state. I thought, but we're not on the list of two-party states this year, so I guess we are a one-party consent state. I was under the impression we were two-party, but stand corrected. Bobby, what is your mailing address? That is very simple. It is 25 Garlington Road, Garlington, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Did you find something relevant, Moneypenny, to the discussion about recording?
Yes, the texture is correct. South Carolina is a one-party state.
Yep.
And there are a lot of other ones.
Yeah. There are only 11, according to the text, there's only 11 two-party consent states.
Is two-party the same thing as all-party consent?
I believe it is.
Okay. There's 12 listed on this side.
Oh, okay. Is Virginia on that list?
No.
Interesting.
Let's see. Two-party states, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Washington.
Well, see, this has two that were not on this list. Vermont and Connecticut were not on the list that was texted in, so that's interesting. Bobby, I thought Murphy was dead and buried. Who resurrected him? Well, he has been in timeout, and he is in substantially limited repetition.
Bad dog.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been a bad boy. Bobby, we're one party because I used the tape of me and my ex-wife in South Carolina, one party on the line. Gotcha. Yeah, it would, when things go south, you know. Bobby, why is that catching Murphy ad back? Did he run away again? Now, he still ran away from the first time. Bobby, that was a different Murphy commercial. Well, it was. I haven't listened to it. I just know that he mentioned Murphy. Well, I thought it was the same. Did they change the copy on it some? Oh, they did. Yeah, they modified the copy. Okay. Bup, bup, Bobby, consensual monitoring does not require any notification when done in person by wearing a wire, but it cannot be used on phone calls. There you go. Oh, I didn't know he was going to be there. Bobby, my wife and I are going to go see Dave Chappelle doing his stand-up routine tonight in Asheville. In Asheville, Dave Chappelle, they'll hate this guy. Yeah, he gives the leftist a bad time over, you know, being snowflakes and all the rest. So I'm given to understand, anyhow. And I think that catches me up. Now then, I mentioned also earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr has been no holes barred. See what I did there, Moneypenny? When it comes to giving his interpretation of Mr. Horowitz's report, Attorney General Bill Barr gave NBC News an exclusive interview yesterday, and we played part of it, after the release of Horowitz's report on misconduct and lying by the FBI in the spying case against President Trump. In his calm and fastidious fashion, Barr answered NBC News reporter Pete Williams' questions, loaded though they were, about the IG report with all the ease of a pat of butter in a warm frying pan. Victoria Taft wrote this story. Where is it? It doesn't matter where it's. Yeah. I see a novel in her future. Right. Takeaways from Barr's exclusive to NBC News. The attorney general believes the predicate, that is the reason to start the full-blown counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign in the first place, was his word, flimsy. I would have used non-existent, but that's just me. The FBI spied on the Trump campaign and believes that this is the first time in history that the use of these counterintelligence techniques have been used against a presidential campaign. Really dangerous. That this campaign and administration has been dominated by this investigation that it turns out is completely baseless. The attorney general found it inexplicable that investigators talked to Russians before they ever talked to the Trump campaign. Barr sometimes showing signs of exasperation and incredulity, especially about the conduct of FBI officers involved in spying on Trump. Here is what the AG had to say. I think the big picture is this. From day one of this investigation, July 31st, 2016, and all the way to its end in September 2017, there was not one bit of incriminatory evidence to come in. It was all exculpatory. So what happens? The FBI ignores it and presses ahead, withholds critical exculpatory information from the FISA court while it gets an electronic surveillance warrant. It withholds from the court clear-cut evidence that the dossier that they ultimately relied on to get the FISA warrant was a complete sham. They hid information about the lack of reliability even the first time they went for a warrant, but in January after the election, the entire case collapsed after the principal source says, "I never told Steele this stuff." At that point, when their entire case collapsed, what do? They kept on investigating the president well into his administration. But here to me is the damning thing. They not only didn't tell the court that what they were relying on was complete rubbish, they actually started putting in things to bolster the Steele report by saying, well, we talked to the sources and they appear to be truthful, but don't inform the court that what we're truthful about is that the dossier is fake. So the one thing they're being truthful about is that the evidence they're using is a lie. Gotta love it. 4:30, and thank God for Attorney General Barr speaking out in this way. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yep, that time of year. Sound of the season bumper music making its way into the Bobby Mack Show. Paul McCartney, of course. 4:38 now, 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go, and now thanks for patiently waiting. Alan is along in Reedville this afternoon. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Hump Day Bobby Mack Show.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mack, and what a fun time we have.
You bet.
With Trump being the president. So different. Think about how different it would be if indeed he had not been elected.
I can guarantee you that a lot of people at the FBI and the DOJ would be breathing a lot easier today if Hillary had won.
Yeah, and obviously, and I think Rush has pointed this out a bunch, they absolutely had no real belief that Trump could win.
Correct.
And it made an emboldened. But yeah, one of the things, and the left is looking, I don't know how to describe them, whether you just want to say, this looked really bad, you know, what they're having to try to defend. But I want to give you a brief analogy of the 17 things that they found, what they're saying. In a different, in other words, let's say that there was a Clemson, South Carolina football game.
Okay.
And during that game, there were 17 penalties. All 17 went against South Carolina.
Right.
Everyone that could be reviewed were reviewed, protested, but none of them were overturned.
Even though some of them were patently obvious that they should be overturned, they weren't. Yeah.
Like, three times they called 12 men on the field when any video angle revealed 11.
Exactly. Okay.
They called targeting on people who were on the sideline.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let me say this. That is what transpired. That's equal to what transpired in this deal. Okay. It was that willful. It was that you had to put the effort into doing it to do it.
Right.
Okay.
And so, isn't that funny? They keep asking, you know, what this was predicated on. I think it's patently obvious what it was predicated on.
Well, it makes them. And again, ultimately, we'll have some good out of this. You just look dumb. I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. It would be like then the ACC conference then reviews the videos and they release support. We don't find anything, any possible reason of any possible prejudice in the officiating of that game.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to. It's like, all right. Now the question will be what comes from this. Hopefully, this is a part of a process that will reelect Trump, will maintain the majority in the Senate, and re-give us a majority in the House.
That would be nice.
That's the one hope. Now, if indeed they ever want to start addressing what's going on and what we just described and what we're witnessing is the prosecution of some of these people. And I'm still waiting.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. And so, I mean, my hopes are not up. I believe what they're doing in trying to take on Barr in Durham will more contribute to the possibility of that. But, you know, right now my hope is in the election. And if something comes beyond that, great.
Yeah. Maybe the best description of this came at the conclusion of the questioning that was conducted by Texas Senator Ted Cruz when he said to IG Horowitz, he said, look, this wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead.
Well, let me just say what we witnessed today, okay, was the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party defending the illegal surveillance of an American citizen. That's who they were today.
Yep. Or as I said earlier, they have spent the entire time since the investigations have become public on Horowitz's report became public on Monday. They have spent this entire time defending the indefensible.
And it's obvious. Now, again, all we need is 50.1%. We just need sufficient. That's all we have to worry about.
Yep.
We're not going to change. But like the poll numbers, again, however believable, the poll numbers that said 45% wanted him impeached before most of this last investigation started, 45%. We're never going to touch that 45%.
No, that's set in stone.
And that is kind of the way it is in life. But that isn't what we have to have, thank goodness, in the country we live in.
Right.
That we just kind of have a sufficient. And again, man, the success and the enjoyment of what's happening despite all this is remarkable.
Yeah. Look at the economic numbers. They are truly incredible. And I hearken back to that genius, the guy that wanted to implement the Communist Manifesto in the country in his 8 years in office, Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, well, what's Trump got? Is he got a magic wand he's going to wave? Apparently he does, because look at the numbers. And the magic wand, as we all know, is doing away with 12 regulations for every new one that the government wants to burden us with, and all the other things that he's doing. Putting conservative judges in more than 100 federal judgeships, getting two at least quasi-conservative members of the Supreme Court on there, man, in the face of all the headwinds that he's had, it's nothing short. I dare say it is nothing short of miraculous.
And there was a news report, I may have even heard it earlier this morning on your station, that was a recap of the projected possibility of a downturn in the economy. And it was like in 6 months, we projected to be at 37.34%. However, in 12 months, we've say 43.
Right.
I mean, it's like I've never heard
I know
projection.
It. I know. I was joking about it yesterday when I first heard that number. I said, yeah. Well, in 6 months, it's going to be 57%. No, wait a minute. 62% chance of recession, and we're all going to die if Trump is reelected, which is essentially what they're trying to say.
But they bet me like $500 on that one.
Yeah. Well,
okay, I mean, I'd give them plus or minus 2%, 3%, but would they bet? Would they put their money where their mouth is?
Well, and you know as well as I do, Alan, they are all just grasping at straws, and that's all they have. That's all they have. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate the call. Good points as always. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Did you know that South Carolina is going to have a Secretary of Veterans Affairs? I didn't even know that this was in the works. I'll tell you about it when we come right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along this afternoon. Finally, some sunshine, although we only have how many more minutes of sunshine do we have remaining this afternoon, Miss Moneypenny?
Four
minutes of sunshine remaining. Thank you. 5:10 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, when is the next Democrat debate? I think we'll see the claws come out this time. Should be fun to watch. Should be. Not sure when the next one is. We'll have to check. By the way, the president just signing an executive order that institutes some sort of additional punishment for those that make attacks on synagogues, essentially protecting Jews from anti-Semitic kinds of activities, for which action, I'm sure, Pelosi and Schumer and the rest will claim that Trump is anti-Semitic because he signed an executive order to protect against anti-Semitism. I mentioned before I went to the break, I didn't even know this was in the works. And that may be because I am off the Christmas card list of Governor Henry McTaxter. Because I don't come on that Bobby Mack show anymore because that boy is not right in the head. The governor announcing today that Representative Bobby Cox, right here at Taylor's, will be South Carolina's first Secretary of Veterans Affairs, a position created by House Bill 3438, which created the South Carolina Department of Veterans Affairs. Governor McTaxter signed that bill into law May of this year. I missed that somehow. The governor's announcement comes after a months-long search process undertaken by the governor's advisory panel, chaired by former South Carolina Adjutant General, Major General retired Bob Livingston. Quote, Colonel Cox was an Army Ranger, Rangers lead the way, with a highly decorated military career, and he's a real leader, a man of the highest moral integrity and character, said Governor McTaxter. He will bring the insight, energy, spark, and determination that we need in South Carolina and are so proud to have in abundance. South Carolina deeply respects and appreciates our military and our veterans, said Lieutenant Colonel Cox. With the development of this department, we can take that appreciation to the next level and continue to make South Carolina the most military and veteran-friendly state in the nation. Being nominated as the first-ever Secretary of Veterans Affairs is hands above one of the best honors I could ever imagine. Combat veteran, Army Ranger who completed 4 deployments in the sandbox. Cox served over 10 years on active duty and as a U.S. Congressional Legislative Liaison at the Pentagon. Bobby Cox continues to serve as an Army Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve. He's one of the good guys. So, congratulations, State Representative Bobby Cox, now South Carolina's first Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Well, has to be approved, you know, by the legislature, but can't see any reason why Bobby Cox would not be approved by the legislature. Let me see if I'm missing with other things on the text line that may have slipped past as well. Bobby, is that damn dog Murphy loose again? Yeah, apparently so. But not we're not going to hear about it with the frequency that we did previously because now the search for Murphy is not as widespread, apparently, as it was in the past. Right. Thank you, Murph. Bob, recession just means 2 declining quarters in a row, sliding scale. The goalposts keep moving. There's a possibility, oh, say 3 years from now, that we will finally go into a recession and things could still be better than they are now. Bobby, Trump does have a magic wand. It's called a spine. Yeah, message received and understood. Bobby just wanted to pass along, insomniacs should not miss the next episode of Canon. Frank dutifully agrees to fill in for his lifeguard friend suffering from abdominal cramps. Probably went into the water too soon after eating, would be my guess. While leisurely sitting on the stoop, Cannon sees a drunk driver slam into a nearby utility pole, sending the live wires toward the unsuspecting swimmers. Frank leaps, does a cannonball into the pool, jettisoning all the swimmers to safety. Well, it's good to know what's coming up on TV tonight. One of those replay channels. You know, they got Gunsmoke and, I don't know, I Spy, all kinds of stuff in there. This hour of the Bobby Mack Show, by the way, brought to you by a gift you may want to pick up just in time for Christmas. This portion of the Bobby Mack Show from the Bobby Mack Semi-Professional Players, brought to you by the Porch Paralyzer.
Oh, that's probably another holiday package. I used to hurry to the doors so they wouldn't be stolen by porch pirates, but not anymore. Because now I have the new Porch Paralyzer. Developed by a high-tech secret lab at Guantanamo Bay, the Porch Paralyzer runs off your household current and attaches easily to a bank of stealth motion sensing cameras. So when someone steps onto your porch to swipe that Amazon box, instead of making off with the booty, that pirate's booty is zapped with 20,000 volts, leaving your deliveries untouched. Sometimes I leave a dummy box on the porch just for fun. Get the new Porch Paralyzer today. Just remember to disable it when your mother-in-law comes over for Christmas. Or not.
Yeah, whatever. Well, as we pointed out here on the Bobby Mac Show from time to time, drastic times call for drastic measures. Know what I mean?
Excellent.
5 o'clock follies are on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.